Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Good morning. Good morning. Let's do it, man. We're talking sports on The Fan. What else? Your evening host, Keith McPherson, here for another one of those Monday night into Tuesday morning quarterbacking sessions where, yeah, I guess you should have put in Tyrod Taylor. Yeah, I guess Justin Fields sucks. But you can't throw the guy away. You paid him. And I know it's a two-year contract or whatever. Next year, who cares about what next year is? Next year, he might just be a filler before the rookie is ready to go. And like I've said, and we'll get to the Giants too, you know, with like Jackson Dart, for example. And I know like that's part of it too. That's part of the Jets fan misery too. Here come the Giants, who a lot of us pegged as like behind the Jets this year, talent-wise, not going to do anything, supposed to be firing their coach, and Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo and Abdul Carter come along, and a couple other guys too that were already there, guys that were drafted the year before, guys that were traded for, and in this wide-open NFL, the Giants have a chance. They have a fighting chance. They'd have more of a fighting chance if they started Jackson Dart sooner. 888-808-1019. Little did we know. You know, we've got to kind of train our brains and condition our brains. There's two things, right? If you've got two quarterbacks, you don't have one. Incorrect. For years now, I've been saying you need two quarterbacks in this league. The Bengals are starting Joe Flacco because they didn't have two quarterbacks. They thought, Jake Browning's good enough to be the backup. That's a mistake. You've seen it. The Jets saw it. Zach Wilson's good enough to be the backup. Oh, no, Rodgers is down. Four plays in. You need two quarterbacks in this league, man. These guys aren't going to stay healthy. We saw Josh Allen get hurt tonight. Played through it, but we'll see how that goes. Ends up an L for the Bills. You need two quarterbacks in this league, and then also we need to change our thought process as far as these quarterbacks being ready. Look at the game you just saw tonight between Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams. Everybody's already ready to say Jaden Daniels is the next whatever and that the Commanders won the draft and that the Bears chose the wrong guy. I mean, a lot of it is coaching and a lot of it is supporting cast. But what I'll say about those two guys is they came in NFL ready. More than ever, these young quarterbacks have quarterback coaches, specific quarterback coaches that prepare them. They are preparing all year long. They are watching film all year long. They are dropping back. They are throwing passes. They are reading defenses. Like Jaden Daniels has a virtual reality headset that he puts on and he speeds it up to process the game. I don't know what exactly they do with Jackson Dart. Besides, he just got the juice. He's just like that. He's got moxie. And he's ready for it. And like, They said how quickly he picked up the offense. We saw it in the preseason, but now we're really seeing it. And you know what? When I watch Justin Fields, I get frustrated with Justin Fields because he has the speed. He has the arm. It's all upstairs. And, man, in contrast to watching Thursday Night Football, and how about that? They gave New York the two standalone games. Thursday Night Football, you get the Giants who put the city on their back. And then Sunday morning in London, the Jets embarrassed the city and all their fans. But when I'm watching these two quarterbacks, Jackson Dart never says die. He doesn't want a play to die. Might be to his detriment at some point, but he doesn't care. I remember in preseason saying, he's not sliding. He's not the starter. He'll slide when he's a starter. He's the starter now. He's diving headfirst at guys. He's the starter now. He's not taking sacks. He's running around. He's scrambling. He's finding green grass until he can find a receiver or an open lane to run. Why can't Justin Fields do that? It's paralysis by analysis. And that's disappointing because you would think that if Aaron Glenn went to specifically get this guy, if Tanner Engstrand specifically is going to be your offensive coordinator, you guys played in the NFC North against the guy, you know his skill set, you know what he is and what he isn't, you would think that you would tailor the offense around him. You don't have any receivers, literally now. You're down to one running back who wants to be traded, and I get it because we're weeks away from the trade deadline. So, like, if you don't have confidence in your offense before the half, if you don't have confidence in your kicker, and then Aaron Glenn, like, I'm so disappointed because I watched a lot of Aaron Glenn stuff, from Hard Knocks to his interview on The Pivot to, I remember playing a bunch of stuff that he said, but it's all words, man. And I think it's going to take a lot of time for him to actually be that guy. But damn, bro, all that talk about coaching and accountability, you can cut Xavier Gibson. You can't cut the rest of these dudes. We're in the season now. You need these guys. You got to hold people accountable. You can't hold them that accountable. And then you talk about coaching, it's coaching. And you try to throw Rob Saleh under the bus or even Jeff Ulbrich. Shout out to Jeff Ulbrich and that Falcons defense tonight. Some familiarity with Jeff Ulbrich's defense, seeing the Bills and Josh Allen. But you try to throw the Jets' old regime under the bus in a way, saying that these guys weren't coached properly, and look at you now. Gotta coach Justin Fields up. Gotta run some plays to get him on the move, get him out of the pocket. He's not a drop-back quarterback. He's not Jared Goff. And you also don't have Sonic and Knuckles in the backfield like they had, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. They're really going to have to get creative here. They're going to have to figure something out. Can't just have him dropping back, taking 9 sacks, have him thinking too much, have him not being able to read the defense. And I get it, you know, and I say I backed the guy, and I really thought that they were going to scheme and plan around his skill set and not force him to do that. But it's the NFL. All these guys got to read defenses. All these guys got to identify how many safeties are there. Who's the Mike? Who's the middle linebacker? Who's the Will? Who's the Sam? Like, you got to call some of these things out. You got to know. Like, it'll literally, like, if you can read the defense, of course, all these defenses are disguised, but it doesn't matter because if you can read the defense and identify what kind of coverage they're in, that will tell you what to do when you snap the ball. And it's got to be faster. Justin Fields has been in the league for too long. I don't know what Tanner Engstrand is doing with him. I don't know what Aaron Glenn is doing with him, but it looked really bad. But I'll say that's one game. And of course, Aaron Glenn comes out and talks to the media and says, you know, it's just one game. You don't bench a guy after that, and kind of, you know, shoves off the question. But it, like, this is a starving fan base. This is a fed up fan base. And you kicked Aaron Rodgers to the curb, who a lot of them loved. A lot of his teammates wanted him to stay, and a lot of fans were torn on that. You kick Aaron Rodgers to the curb, you gotta have a better looking quarterback and offense instead of essentially taking a knee before half because, oh, I don't want them to get the ball back. We're good. We're going to get the ball back in the second half. It's soft. It's weak. It's JV. It's got to be better. And it can be better. 888-808-1019. If you're a Jets fan, which I say I lean gangrene, but like, damn, I don't blame you. Like, I kicked the Dallas Cowboys to the curb. I told you, why can't the Panthers beat the Dallas Cowboys? I should have told you more about Rico Dowdle and his, oh, they better buckle up. They weren't buckled up. I cashed this week betting on Rico Dowdle betting on the Panthers to beat the Cowboys. I didn't bet the Cowboys to beat them in one parlay and one bet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
But here come the Panthers now to face the Jets at home. The Jets got to figure it out. Offensively, the defense has come along some, but they got to figure it out on offense. It's a bad look. It's a really bad look. King George in the Bronx on the Fan.
Live long and prosper, and you're totally wrong. He's not learning a lesson. He's getting taught a lesson.
Who's that?
Aaron Glenn? Glenn is getting taught a lesson. He's not learning a lesson.
He's learning on the job. The lesson he's getting taught is about New York and the New York media and the goddamn Jets. It is tough to come here and turn the Jets around. Many have failed.
Even Parcells. Parcells was the last guy that did anything with them. And the other
Rex
guy,
Ryan.
Rex Ryan.
Yeah, who wanted
other
the job.
Than that, you know what they call coaching the Jets a fool's errand? It's like talk show hosts that go against you. I mean, you eat all the food on your plate. You walk with a strut and not a gait. And you kick your competitors out the gate.
Hey.
So it's a fool's errand to coach the Jets.
But they are one of 32 NFL teams. They're one of two teams in this New York market. It can't stay this way forever. It cannot be this bad forever.
I'm older than you. Other than the 68-69 season, it's been bad.
Yeah, but it's got to change, King George. Appreciate you, King. But like, this is what I'm saying. Maybe this is the rock bottom that you actually got to hit. The rock bottom wasn't Aaron Rodgers' Achilles and that whole disaster. The rock bottom wasn't coming back from London last year and they fire the head coach. Hey, you got company now. The Tennessee Titans. Oh, yeah, they kicked Brian Callahan to the curb. Could you believe that? I saw a video of him not taking a shot at Cam Ward. I felt like it was a return serve because Cam Ward has, I mean, this is, again, talking about these quarterbacks coming into the NFL. Cam Ward hasn't earned anything in the NFL yet. You feel me? Like, he got drafted number one. The only quarterback they had on the roster to compete with him was Will Levis. Shoulder injury, he's out. He got handed one of 32 NFL franchises to be the starting quarterback. And now he's a good player. Like, we saw him at Miami, and they were good for a while. And I think he's going to be a good NFL quarterback, but he's been very vocal in the postgame where he's like, oh, you know, straight up, we ass. We're not good. And so now Brian Callahan had something to say in the media after the game, and he took aim at Cam Ward, but not really aim at just Cam Ward. He's saying we all got to be better, and he said Cam is a part of that. I mean, there are other reasons why he potentially, you know, got let go. I mean, just losing record. He's got one more win than the Jets. Like, but I think it was, you know, him taking a shot at this kid that they think is the franchise quarterback. You can't do it. You can't do it. You know, they just came off of beating the Cardinals in an emphatic way. You can't criticize these players. You can't even think about doing it. I mean, Jonathan Gannon, the head coach of the team that the Titans beat last week, the Cardinals, he got fined and had to do a whole press conference over hitting a player. These people never heard of Bobby Knight. They never heard of someone. I mean, it wasn't like he punched him in the face. The guy's wearing pads. He's muscled up. He gave him a reality check, like a tap. Like, come on, bro, you're blowing a game for us. You don't do that. This is the NFL. You know, and he got fined and had to apologize. Said, that's not the person I want to be. I couldn't sleep at night. But they find him $100,000 for that. But anyway, back to where we're going. I don't think Aaron Glenn's hitting any of his players. But hopefully he's hitting them in a place where they do feel like change is happening. Hopefully it's hitting in that building where they do feel like they are being coached better than they were being coached in the past, and that it's just a matter of time until the results show. The NFL, it's tough to win. And that's why I was so disappointed. I literally was sitting on my couch, and I didn't even want to watch the second half of the game after that. It's so hard to win. You have to be going for it at all times. You have to be trying to score. This is an NFL where guys are kicking 60-yard field goals at ease. You have to attempt it. If you don't have any faith in your offense, attempt the kick. Don't play it safe. I don't know, man. It's weird vibes. It's weird energy. But for the Jet fan that listens to the station, and I heard a bunch of calls today, the only thing different that I can say is this is Justin Fields' year. Hope that Justin Fields figures it out. Hope that they shift the offense some, because they're going to have to, especially if they're trading off Breece Hall. Garrett Wilson's out for a couple weeks. Hope that they play to his skill set a little more. And hope that, you know, any given Sunday, somebody underestimates the Jets and the Jets are able to rip off a win. But it's not even about wins at this point. You're already on to the draft. And, of course, the, you know, conversation out there is there's no clear-cut number one quarterback in the draft. And then the side conversation is, do you trust Darren Mooji and Aaron Glenn with the top pick in the draft and a top pick in the rounds to follow? Steve is in Saratoga with us next. What's up, Steve?
Hey, okay. That was the stupidest end to a half that I've ever seen.
Me too.
So
in the NFL.
What makes it so stupid is that in his rationale, he's thinking that you get the ball back at the same place begin the second half.
He's thinking we'll get the ball back and maybe we'll have better luck and we'll have more time to put a drive together. He's not thinking we'll be right back here.
You lose the ball on a kickoff. It's not guaranteed.
Yeah, you don't play
Yeah,
you don't play. That rationale to me was stupid. That was a defensive-minded coach playing scared.
You're at the 45-yard line. You don't get there automatically when you start the second half. You may not get there at all. So you were on like 15 yards from possibly a field goal or something. You had time for one more play.
To just stand there and look at the offense, to not have a play like I swear they practice these situations.
Of course,
I would.
And
hope.
He just choked.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. That's a big part of it too. He choked.
Yeah,
they all choked in the moment. They had nothing in the moment.
Right, but that yes, and But that rationale that we're going to get the ball back in the second,
don't even say that
in the second half.
And that's what, he got caught with his pants down. It shows. It's just like there's no response for it.
He's not a good coach. And I just want to say too, talk about stupidity. Aaron Boone needs to go. The Yankees will never win with him. I thought he was stupid. Stupid when he was batting Brett Gardner in the cleanup spot in playoff games 5 years ago. And batting Aaron Judge, possibly the best home run hitter that's ever lived, second is stupid.
Thanks for the call, Steve. I didn't want to start doing this, but why not? I don't have that much time tonight. Aaron Boone is safe. Brian Cashman is safe. They're not going anywhere, but they got to figure some stuff out. It's hard to even watch baseball. Luckily, as a Yankee fan, if you're hate-watching the Blue Jays like I am, you feel pretty good about what you're seeing, right? But also, it makes you hate the Yankees, too. Because you're like, damn, is it this easy for the Mariners? As I was saying in my open, the Mariners played 15 innings into the next day, into the night. Well, I guess it wasn't the next day out west. But still a long-ass game. They still had to empty the tank. They still had to pop champagne, ride a wave of emotion, all of their fans, everybody in that city, and then go to Canada just a couple days later. And you know what? I thought that the Blue Jays were on ice when we faced them. Remember me getting on all pumped up like, oh, they haven't been playing for a week. Well, you know what iced them? Popping champagne in Yankee Stadium, playing Frank. I told you I don't play with Frank. A lot of y'all like to tweet me and say, play Frank when the Yankees lose. Don't play with Frankie, boy. They played Frank Sinatra. They played Start Spreading the News. John Schneider had a whole speech. Start spreading the news. We're going to... They lose. The Blue Jays lose at home 3-1. They had that Springer dinger to start the game off. Whoa! Shot their LOAD. And then tonight, boy. Julio. And Jorge Polanco, the great Sweeney Murdy, used to tell us, 3-run home runs win ball games. Placata. And then they're flashing all the stats about how many home runs the Mariners hit. They're flashing all the stats about the Mariners and their record. And they win when they hit home runs. When they hit more than one home run, they definitely win. And you already know they got Cal Raleigh. But it ain't just him. Julio Rodriguez, who, you know, when I went out there, Julio Rodriguez's face is on everything. He's the face of the franchise. Before Cal Raleigh even came up like this, there were some people looking at him like a bust. Why'd we give him that big contract? Because he's cold-blooded in the postseason, if you can get there. And Jorge Polanco was signed late. And I know there's Yankee fans that are, you know, saying, because I was on Yankee Twitter and I tweeted it out too, and I said, never mind, jokingly. But Jorge Polanco was somebody who was rumored to be signed with the Yankees. As we were screaming, we need a bat, we need a bat, and we were looking at this infield, and we're like, hey, third base, you guys are going to go with DJ LeMahieu, Oswaldo Cabrera, Oswald Peraza. What happened to those three players? Waldo broke his leg. DJ, they had to literally cut. And Peraza, they traded. Anyway, Polanco is starring in this postseason for the M's. Chicks dig the long ball. Josh Naylor homered. And, yeah, they're beating up on the Blue Jays. And they take a commanding lead back to the Pacific Northwest. They're up 2-0 after putting up 10 runs. 10-3. You love to see it. You love to see it. But it's frustrating, right? Because who else is built on the home run? Who else hits all those home runs, right? Well, we couldn't wait. See, now I try not to yell. I don't ever want to be someone that yells on the fan. I don't think I need to yell. I just got to talk to you. I don't think yelling helps my case. But I was about to start yelling about how we couldn't wait to see Trent Grisham hit home runs in the postseason. Belly hit home runs in the postseason. Jazz, Ben Rice, Volpe. Judge gave us a good one. Judge's home run was, how did I forget? Giancarlo Stanton. Where was the postseason G homers? Anyway, 888-808-1110. 101.9. Tony's in Montreal with us on the Fan.
Happy Canadian Thanksgiving to my friend.
Oh, that's a tough one. Yeah, they had I saw that. Canadian Thanksgiving, that's a tough way to celebrate losing by 7 runs.
Yeah, but you know what? We have to give you kudos. You know, down in New York, we're giving thanks for all of the good things in life, Keith. And baseball is one thing that's good in our lives. Sometimes it's good, sometimes bad. But to all our friends in the U.S., happy Thanksgiving, and we'll be celebrating your Thanksgiving also. I just wanted to say quickly on your point on Jackson Dart, to the regular, like, I'm not an expert like you are on football, but to the regular football guy that likes football, I like watching that guy because he seems to be very confident. Even when he fails, he's like the young kid on the football field that you could see he's tough. If he makes a mistake, he creates. There isn't a play he can't make.
Whether he's running it or throwing it, every play, every time he snaps the ball, it's his play to be made. It is very exciting to watch.
Wouldn't you think he looks like the quarterback in Buffalo? Everybody loves that quarterback.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Funny.
He looks like a smaller version.
The Buffalo Bills wish the Toronto Blue Jays good luck in the postseason tournament. Tough night for the Buffalo Bills tonight and the Toronto Blue Jays.
I think they're playing with fire when you do that kind of stuff. I just wanted to say, you know, C-Mac said to the victor go the spoils, but the Yankees lose didn't do too much for Vlad. I think Vlad should use some humility, even though I love the guy, and, you know, I love good baseball players, but, you know, there's some hockey players in New York that keep their mouth shut, no matter how good they are. And there's some great hockey players in Montreal, Guy Lafleur, Rod Gilbert. You never heard them do that kind of stuff.
It's smart to not talk until it's finished, until it's over, until you win, or you know what I'm saying? That's a great point. Thank you for the call, Tony. You just made me think of something that I had in my notes earlier, right? Because I saw, you know, and we'll talk about Vladdy and how much they celebrate. I already talked about John Schneider and them popping champagne in the Yankees clubhouse, playing Frank. Vladdy is another one, was emotional after beating the Yankees, right? Fire in his eyes. I'm screaming, don't pitch to the guy. He's unconscious. He's all the way dialed. He's all the way turned off now. Where's the fire at, Vladdy? I got on Sportsnet 590 in Canada. I did 3 different shows during the NL or the ALDS talking about how that's the guy you pay. That's the face of the franchise. He's turning it on right now. What, you got to stay turned on, Vladdy. The M's, there's nothing there for you? There's no fire burning from last year when the M's knocked you down? What, like, oh, because you're so obsessed with the New York Yankees, you played the series of your life against them, and so far you're 0-7 out of the gate. That's tough. That's tough. And there are all these posts that come out. Shout out to John Boy Media and them. They do a good job of finding little things, right? They put something out. They said the Jays just finished their pregame hype video with an infamous "Duh, Yankees lose" from number 27. Huge cheers go up in the Rogers Center. So before they kick off the American League Championship Series, they've got this whole video, which you guys know in Yankee Stadium, like it's the postseason. This happened and this happened. Blah, blah. They did one of those, and they had to bring Vladdy's "Duh, Yankees lose" thing into it, and that fired up all the fans. Ha, 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 ha. 2 L's. There's a fan walking around with a Blue Jays jersey with number 25 on the back, but it reads from top to bottom, "Duh, 25, Yankees lose." I also saw, I think, John Boy Media, MLB Fitz put that out, and they're like, oh, you know, full tip of the cap to the person with the quick turnaround. See, so where I'm going is, after the Yankees lose, everybody talks about the mystique of the Yankees is gone. The Yankees aren't the Yankees anymore. There is no aura to them. Nobody fears them anymore. Okay, that may be true as far as Austin Wells, guys in the uniform like Anthony Volpe, Trent Grisham, who won't be here. But there's so many people that obsess over the Yankees. The Yankees live rent-free in their mind. The Yankees need to know that they're getting everybody's best punch. They're stepping in the ring. Everybody wants to knock you out. And a lot of these teams, players, and franchises are looking for get back from the years past. Vladdy had a personal tie with his pops. But also, like Toronto, there's beef in the division and just years and years and years of watching the Yankees succeed. After Toronto had their little run in the early 90s, who came and ran the whole thing for years after? The New York Yankees. So, you know, as, you know, Steve in Saratoga ended his call talking about Aaron Boone stinks, they'll never win with him, Cashman this and this. Man, if this offseason does one thing to them, I hope they get dead-ass serious about finding some dogs. Like, Freddie Freeman is a dog. Elite. A menace this time of the year. On both sides of the ball. He's healthy. Look at the Dodgers. This is what they do. This is what their brand is built off of, right? And that's why they say now the Dodgers are the modern-day evil empire. Look what the Dodgers consistently go and do. I don't think the Brewers are beating them. It's a long series. The Brewers had a shot tonight. Who was it, Terang at the end? Bro, take the hit by pitch. Can I get a Michael Conforto hit by pitch action something, bro? I'm like, it's not going to hurt that much. Because you take that hit by pitch, the game is tied. Take your base. They might walk it off after you, and then you can go ice up, champ. Instead, Blake Treinen K's him, and they had to bring Blake Treinen in because they're trying to make Roky Sasaki their new closer. Whatever. You paid him a ton of money. He was crying in the club because baseball was really hard on him, and the adjustment to Major League Baseball was just too much to handle. You remember him weeping? The Dodgers are going to figure it out, and they're going to continue to win. The Yankees got to figure it out and get back to winning. 888-808-1019. It's all on the table, man. We've got two great Monday Night Football games that just happened. Storylines abound. Michael Penix Jr., I told you, I remember that night getting on the fan and being like, yo, great move by the Falcons. Now, it hasn't fully materialized yet. He hasn't even started 10 games, I don't think. But, like, look at the weapons he has with Drake London and Bijan Robinson and the almighty Buffalo Bills. Who have the Bills beat? As we're already ready to crown them. You want to crown them? Go ahead and crown them then. The Buffalo Bills have beat the Saints, the Dolphins, the Jets, and they should have lost to the Ravens. But what are the Ravens now? And then Ben Johnson, who told the Jets, no thanks, that's not a job I want to take. And that's what I'm saying, you Jet fans, don't be so quick to kick Aaron Glenn to the curb, because who's coming to save the day? Do I think it potentially was a mistake to go with another first-year head coach, another defensive-minded guy? Yeah, but let him grow, let him figure it out, and take his lumps. This season's been over. It's over. So it's going to be a tough one, but you got to hope that this coach learns the rest of the way. This quarterback, they get something out of him, and even if they don't, whatever, then you're going to be the number one pick or a top pick where you can get a quarterback for the future. And this is something you got to go through. It's rock bottom, and the Jets' rock bottom is even lower. And yeah, in the baseball world, we're off and running. The Dodgers are one step closer to another World Series appearance. It's what they do. And then the Mariners are two steps closer to going to a World Series. They never won a World Series, bro. If you're not believing in the M's, if you're not rooting for this team of destiny, that's who I'm rooting for the rest of the way. And of course, looking at them beat the Blue Jays, you can't help but to think about the Yankees. I wonder if the Met fan is looking at the Dodgers saying, we would have knocked them out. That should be us. We should be in Milwaukee right now. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the fan till 2 a.m. Call me up. We'll be right
back. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Back.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Yep. Just heard an ad running with the Devils, RJ Barnabas, something like that. Shots to the New Jersey Devils, man. We're going to force some Devils talk at some point during the season. Not right now. Well, actually, yeah, right now. Shout out to the Devils. Little two-game winning streak. It's not a streak till you get to three, but maybe they get to three opening night against the defending champs at The Rock. Woo! I saw, you know, Jake Allen was out of the game, and I mean, both of these last two games, the Devils kind of just score early and hold them off. Had an exciting one over the weekend against the Lightning. Won that one 5-3, and I think they were up 3-0 or 3-1. And then for tonight, most of the game was 2-1. They end up winning 3-2. So we're just looking for anything we can latch on to. We're looking for anything that, you know, we can root for as the seasons change. You got to just move on to the next thing, right? And we've got real hockey now. These games count. We've got preseason basketball. Pretty soon, these things will count, I think next week. And, yeah, the football is off and running. It's wide open for whomever. The NFL script writers are cooking. The Jets are cooked. They're the most cooked team in the NFL. But whatever, they got to go through it, man. Aaron Glenn's got to go through it. Rock bottom, all time. Whatever, it is what it is. Not like you're that surprised. I just think the surprise here, and like I said, it makes me mad because I'm like, damn it, they fooled me. They fooled me too. Aaron Glenn talked a good game. I thought Justin Fields would have been a good move, reuniting him with Garrett Wilson and having an offensive line. And that's another thing too with this offensive line. You know, Armon Membu is a whole rookie. He's going to look like a rookie at times. Olufashinu is a second-year player. He's going to look like a second-year player at times. They're good players. They're not going to be, you know, seasoned vets without seasoning. You think about this offense, Mason Taylor is a nice little piece. He's not much of a blocker. He's not a beast. Like, you could have drafted Tyler Warren. You see Tyler Warren and Daniel Jones and them cooking up? I don't know, man. I thought the Cardinals were about to beat the Colts. That would have blown my parlay. I had a nice parlay this weekend. Boy, did I need it. I just had to pay my health care premium. It paid for my health care premium, man. So. And, like, I'm forever down. Lifetime, I'm down. I was in the suite talking to some of the homies at the Thursday night football. I'm like, lifetime, I think I'm down 100,000 gambling. I don't even really want to know. I'll die one day. And before I go to heaven or hell, hopefully I'm going to heaven. I think I've got enough equity there. So let's just say when I go to heaven, God's going to be like, since you started gambling as a 16-year-old, actually, Hopefully I live till I'm 96. You lost $500,000. But what about the wins? What, some of the wins were good. Anyway, let's get back to the phones. We're talking sports. Sports fans that listen to The Fan and watch all the sports and have their takes and have their opinions. Shout out to everybody rocking in the chat. Appreciate all y'all in the chat, man. Let's continue. Damon is down in Delaware. Delaware on The Fan.
Yeah, Delaware. Nice retirement place for all you people out there. I didn't call to talk about this, but I'd be remiss if I didn't mention. You were talking about this cat, Amari DeMarcardi, who got pushed by Jonathan Gannon. And I just want to juxtapose. If the shoe would have been reversed, Amari would have been suspended, and he would have been fined, and he would have been possibly never playing another down in the
National Football League. Yeah, but Jonathan Gannon wouldn't fumble the ball at the one-yard line?
Well, I've seen coaches. I saw the coach that was coaching tonight for the Chicago Bears make a blunder when he told his kicker to kick the ball out of bounds earlier in the season, and then that caused him to lose the game. So coaches make stupid mistakes, too. They may not make on-field mistakes, but they make dumb mistakes as well. But
that I hear you. You just got to keep your hands to yourself. You can't put your hands on anybody. I'm trying to teach my 2.5-year-old son that. That's where the line gets drawn. You could yell and say whatever you want to him, and we don't catch that. As soon as you physically impact a player, hit a player, even though he's a big, strong NFL running back, it's like, nah, that's not right.
No, well, you're right. I agree with you there, because earlier I thought you were making fun of it, and I didn't really appreciate
no,
it.
No. What I was saying is, like, the climate we're in where, like, I think part of Brian Callahan being fired was that he mentioned Cam Ward in the post game, and we are in the softest time ever with these Gen Z athletes. They get the participation trophy. They're coddled.
Well,
they're
protected. Let me ask you this question. I'm 61. You're a lot younger than I am. So if the athletes are soft, what is the regular Joe? What is he? Is he Mr. Frosty? Or is he Mr. Whatever you want to the ice cream truck that used to come to my house when I was living in the projects in Brownsville, East New York?
Let me just make one point. These kids are butter soft.
Okay, so what's good for the goose is good for the gander, my player. So one thing I just want to make, and then I'll let you have your show back. David Culley, Lovie Smith, Antonio Pierce, Gerard Mayo, Steve Wilks.
Yep,
all these
I know where you're going.
Are brothers. And they only got 1 year.
Yep.
Now, everybody's making a big deal over what's going on in New England with Vrabel, for butchering his name. But you know what? Last year, they were under the salary cap. This year, they went and got the Diggs kid and spent all this money. So it's conceivable that if Mayo would have been there, he might have had just as much of a turnaround, because Drake May was a rookie last year, and now he's a second-year player.
Perhaps.
A lot better as a second-year player than he did as a rookie, which is expected. But my last point is simply this. You can't be throwing these guys away. I mean, everybody was, you know, saying that Jaden Daniels was the next coming of, and I heard you mention this, and I respect you for it as well. He was the next coming. He's the fourth or fifth best quarterback in the league. What happened now? Now, all of a sudden, Williams is better than him?
He threw a pick in the red zone today. I'm like, that's not looking elite, but like that, I don't know about that. Yeah.
I appreciate you, man. Have a great night and continue.
Thanks for the call, Damon. Yeah, I understand. I don't think they're throwing Aaron Glenn away. But like, we know brothers have had a rough go at it in head coaching. Wait, let me stop. Brothers have had a rough go at it in America. The end. Take race out of it. Aaron Glenn came in with a bravado. Aaron Glenn came in and made his own bed. Aaron Glenn came in and played tough guy with Aaron Rodgers. He didn't want Aaron Rodgers undermining him. I don't care if you're purple. Like, it's about your actions. His actions aren't backing up his first actions, his first words. And I understand, because I know everybody told him, hey, you're taking that Jets job. The New York media is tough. They're, you know, hey, you got to go in there with your guard up. You can have your guard up, but at the same time, it's just like Rob Saleh was the one that told y'all about receipts. We're already cashing these Aaron Glenn receipts in. Clapping after a loss. Like, this is JV. They look like JV on the field. I'm like, they don't have a damn play. They're not about to run a play. They're about to just let the time run out. What was the point? What was the point in all that? I don't know, man. So black, white, or whatever, and I'm not about to play the race car with Aaron Glenn. He set himself up for this. If he would have came, he's being humbled right in front of our eyes. If he would have came in a little more humble, understanding the task at hand, this is the New York Jets, buddy. So where coaches and players come to DIE, there is no success here. It is NFL, not for long here. You know, so, and I he has a five-year contract. I think Woody Johnson and the 33rd team, like, isn't it so Jets? Isn't it typical Jets? They interview all of these people to do what they've already done in the past. Hire a first-year head coach, a defensive-minded head coach, and then let him pick his entire staff. He's got a first-time offensive coordinator that's never done this in the NFL. And a quarterback who's played in some other places but was benched last year for Russell Wilson. And now you're looking at this guy and the fans are calling for Tyrod Taylor. Like, it is bad. It is not good. This is the NFL where we do see some teams turn around. Look at the Chicago Bears. It was a perfect example. Him and Ben Johnson were in the same place. Ben Johnson has ripped off 3 wins in a row. There won't be a stretch this year where Aaron Glenn rips off 3 wins in a row. Ben Johnson talked a big game too, but not in the same type of way. Aaron Glenn came in almost mean. almost so sure of himself. Like it gave off this feeling of, like I said, he fooled me. He duped me. I was like, oh, this guy is a coach. This guy's going to, he's not going to rest. He's going to have his hands in everything. He's going to get this thing right. And I had thought that the Jets had enough players where it wouldn't be starting from scratch. This looks like a guy starting from scratch. He is. He's never done this before. The lights got really bright in London. Only game on. Not prepared. Not ready to do what you got to do to score points, to move the ball, to win. That game could have been had. That would have been a huge win for the Jets. Would have been a huge win for Aaron Glenn. And they botched it. Ron is in Flatbush on the fan with us. What's up, Ron?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Keith. I'm hurting.
You're a Jets fan.
I got to get some. Of course. Jets fan. I'm you. All my teams stink. I'm Yankees. I'm Nets rebuilding. Oh. I'm Jets. And I'm Syracuse.
Well, you could be a Mets fan.
No, I'm Yankees, bro. I'm with you. We didn't even talk about that. Since the last game, I didn't get on with you.
I know. I buried it already. I buried this season that Sunday when they went down 2-0. I just didn't tell anybody. I got on the fan that night and just, like, in a way, was like, nobody's coming back from down 2-0. Like, you're not beating the Blue Jays.
I need some bars, though, man. Come on. You got to enlighten me on spring training the next year. You got to make something for me. But going to the Jets. Glenn is not making that five-year. You know that. He's not going to make that 5-year contract. And Glenn needs an offensive coordinator. I don't know why he brought Steve Wilkes here. Glenn already made mistakes. The general managers made mistakes from the beginning. And their own system, the Jets should have at least 3 games. They could at least easily have 3 wins right now.
Yeah.
So, and he's a zero. He's starting off the worst with the whole media mess up, talking. He's done everything wrong.
We're not the same old Jets. He's dancing on the sideline. He's clapping after the game. He's already using the instant coffee phrase. The big ships turn slow.
He's done everything wrong. He deserves the 0-1 thing. I don't know what they're going to do. And now Wilson's gone. I don't know. I don't think he's going to make 2 years, bro. But I think what's important is this general manager, because he's going to have the power. And he's going to take the. He's going to make the pick. Whatever is 3-4-2-1.
Yeah.
And it's going to be.
And we've seen them screw that up plenty. We've seen them screw up that first round pick plenty times.
Bro, I couldn't believe. This is my last point, Fargo. I couldn't believe at the 50-yard line, you see a quarterback can't run, Are you tanking? If you run the ball three, Keith, you're going to get at least 6 yards. It's not going to be a 62-yard field goal. It's going to be a 57. And I don't blame the kicker. He's like, yo, don't come to me and try to get. No, I'm not going to make 62. I can make 58. I don't blame him. Like, yo, you make the 8 yards. Listen, folk.
I'm listening, bro. I'm laughing. I'm letting you go because there's no tanking in London. They're not thinking about the draft.
I cannot believe. I was in shock that they let that man go back three times. And you know he can. If you run the ball there, if you throw a screen there, you're going to get at least 6-7 yards. You could kick.
It's incompetent. It is so weak. Thanks for the call, Ron. It is so weak to see that happen in the NFL. You guys play Madden. You guys watch games. We are so confused. We never seen it before. You got nothing? You're just going to let the clock run out? You're not even going to, like, what? You know who would have never let that go down? Aaron Rodgers on his own. Like, that's what, like, I don't mean to laugh at, like, Justin Fields, because I did have confidence in him, and I thought this would be different. But come on, bro. You're the quarterback. You don't need the head coach to hold your hand. Run a damn play. I don't know. And not attempting the field goal, and then Glenn talking about, yeah, it was like a 68-yard field goal. No, it was 62. Why are you trying to like lessen the why are you trying to lessen the blow here? Like, don't try and save face, add a couple yards. And like, that's even worse if you don't know exactly the yardage. You're the head coach, bro. I don't know, man. You know, I was able to drop the Dallas Cowboys when they traded Micah Parsons, and I knew they were doomed. Like, not only are they dumb as hell for trading Micah Parsons, Rico Dowdle, that's your man. Rico Dowdle was there for 5 years. Rico Dowdle put the number 5 on his jersey. He talked to the media. Yeah, I was there for 5 years. They wouldn't have kept me 5 years for nothing. You brought Ezekiel Elliott in? Ew. The second time around? And then this year, what do? You go get Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders. You don't bring Rico back? Bro, I ended up placing second in my fantasy league last year. And a big part of that was I drafted Rico Dowdle in like the last round. And he actually turned into something later in the year. Revenge game. So, like, not only do you not have Micah Parsons on that defense, you got somebody like Rico Dowdle going to run the ball. He's the backup. Chuba Hubbard is out. You got him. He's got hell to pay. Like, he wants revenge. He's talking about they better be buckled up. They weren't buckled up. He ate 200 yards. Rico wasn't like that. So, if I'm able to drop the Dallas Cowboys, Jets fans, you could drop the Jets. You don't have to listen to me say, hey, this is rock bottom. Give them, you know, just this year is over. Give them a year to learn. Like, because who's got time for that? Nobody got time for that. This is supposed to be fun. Don't you guys like football? Like, honestly, this year has been so much fun already for me. Looking at my fantasy team, looking at my parlays, and not putting on a clown suit every Sunday. Not even, you can't find a Cowboys logo in my crib. I'm done. And it's funny, right? Because my son is getting older. It was my mom's birthday over the weekend. My mom's still a Dallas fan. Love you, Mom. Sorry that you watched me become a Dallas fan on my own will as a kid. And then you joined. And then I said, I'm out. I don't have to do this. But, they're like, well, are you going to make Jackson a Dallas fan? Hell no. Not making my son a Dallas fan. But then they asked, well, Jackson Dart is big now. Dad, what if he wants to? I'm like, would I stop my son from being a Jackson Dart Giants fan if he's going to school and kids are wearing Jackson Dart jerseys and Giants gear? And if Jackson Dart, I know we got to slow down on Jackson Dart a bit, but if he does become an all-pro and he's balling like that in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and my son says, Daddy, I want a Jackson Dart jersey, can we go to a Giants game? Hell yeah, I can set that up easy. Come on. Come on, I ain't been to Jerry World in 10 years. If you're a Jets fan that doesn't go to MetLife to support the Jets, you're done. You don't have to go through pain and misery. We love football too much. And, like, this NFL season is tough because This is a year where I thought that the Jets would be able to somewhat compete and get right. For them to be 0-6 in a league where I'm like, yo, there's no undefeated teams. The teams that we thought were just guaranteed, like we can't call who is who or what is what now. There's multiple teams with 2 losses, 3 losses. Like, this is going to be fun. Somebody, like, by the time we get to the playoffs, like, this is going to be a fun NFL season. And to not be in it, and then to look across the stadium and, like, not for nothing, the New York Football Giants are. They're the only team in the NFC East that got a win in week 6. 888-808-1019. 1 hour left. I see people that want to talk about the MLB postseason. We're going to do that. Yankees, Jets, Giants, all that. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.